trust one there, considering I don't think there's any NFL tape available.
Yeah, that'd be a little different, but you know, kind of like preseason football, you just go back to reading your keys and doing your thing. And you know, I kind of thought coming in this week that might be the case. That's what the word on, you know, going around the league was a couple weeks ago. But you know, I think having won a game and feeling like they still got a chance, you know, Dante's playing well, and that's who we're expecting to see. But whoever goes in there, we've got to be ready.
Hey, John, there are a lot of great football environments you guys play in, but Oakland has to be the strangest. Talk about playing there.
It's fun. It really is. You know, you get called a lot of things and that you can't repeat and whatnot. But all in all, I think it's all in good fun. I mean, they love their team, and you know, it's a great rivalry, and it's a fun environment to go play football in.
They're quick to turn on their team too. If you can get the lead early, you can kind of take the crowd out of it, or actually turn the crowd against the team.
Well, that'd be nice. that'd fit our plan well. But you know, they're a football team that really is playing good football right now. We gotta be ready for the best shot.
Having that environment, having the familiarity with the opponent, is that actually a good way for you guys to kind of put last week behind you and say, hey, we've got a big game against familiar opponents in a hostile environment?
You know, we really don't have a choice other than anything else than to put last week behind us. Every game now we're treating like a must win, and it starts with this one. And you know, the fact that it's a rivalry, a division game, all those things add to it. But most importantly, we need to win to keep our playoff hopes alive.
When you come out to this field there right by the stands, do you have any favorite fans that you've seen through the years, any guy who catches your eye?
You know, the one thing, I made the mistake of once going out for warm-ups. I never go out for warm-ups anymore early because, boy, you get torn apart there. But I think the guy with all the spikes on the shoulder pads, that's kind of my favorite. And been there quite a bit, so it's a lot of fun.
They've had some success. They're riding some confidence cells. That make them a little more dangerous than maybe they were in week two?
I think so. And this is the NFL, though. Everyone is dangerous. But you know, when we played them in the first game, you could see it was a much improved football team. They took us right down to the wire at home. And so I think you can see steady improvement throughout the year. And they're playing good football right now. They really are. And I think their belief in themselves is as high as it's been in a while. And so, you know, I keep saying, but we gotta expect a great effort from them.
How fun has it been to see your offense come into its own and finally start scoring some major points?
Well, they've been very explosive, and you know, we're continuing to get guys back and healthy, and so I think it's just going to add to it. And the key now is, with every game being so important, is just to continue with the consistency of it.
Have you seen some improvement in their run offense?
In their run offense, yeah. Fargus has come in and really given them a lift. I mean, I thought Jordan was running the ball well, but Fargus has come in and really sparked him, and he runs hard. He, you know, one-cut runner, he fit in our system very well, and that's kind of what they're doing running the football. They're running that zone system, and he's going to hit it downhill and hit it hard, and you better be ready to tackle with him.